Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Star Wars Minute. It's the daily podcast where we analyze, scrutinize, and background beep harmonize the Star Wars movies 1 minute at a time.
Wow.
I'm Pete the Retailer from PeteTheRetailer.com.
I am Alex Robinson from ComicBookAlex.com.
And I'm Chrysanthi Tan from... I'm on iTunes and Spotify. You can find me there.
Do so.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I recommend, highly recommend that everybody go listen to Chrysanthi's music.
Well, thank you.
So welcome back. Thanks for finishing out the week with us.
It was hard to schedule, but thank you.
I know. It's you know, coming out every morning. It's not for everybody.
I know. What? I have to make a really embarrassing confession.
Okay.
You've never seen Star Wars.
You thought we were talking about Battlestar
Galactica.
No,
like,
this whole time.
Regarding the, like, okay. I understand that the joke is like, you know, come back tomorrow. Yeah. I mean... But I didn't actually understand the first time I was on the show that it was a very self-aware joke. Like, I thought it was just within you all. Like, you actually were trying to keep up the ruse that I come back every day. I'm like, I feel like I'm talking so slowly because I'm tentative. Because I'm like, what if it is a ruse? And so I didn't want to tweet about it. I didn't want to talk about being on the show because I'm like, no, everyone's going to know it was pre-recorded. Yeah. Like I didn't understand that it was actually, that it was okay.
Right. There's some kid out there is crying right now because he's like, I thought they recorded it every
morning.
Like
I just told someone this isn't real.
Oh, now that kid's definitely crying.
Yeah.
You're going to have to bleep. It'll just be weird. I just told him the beep isn't real.
Okay. Anyway. Sorry. I had to get that off my chest.
No, it's just... All right. Well, thanks for going along with
me. I'm glad you're on board.
Yeah.
Well, today we're on board General Grievous's ship. It's minute 20 of Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Minute 20 starts with General Grievous and the Jedi meeting each other, and then it ends with General Grievous's guards and the Jedi beating each other.
Wait, did you say feeding each
other? Beating each other.
Beating, okay.
Not feeding.
Aw.
I thought this was like a...
Dex's diner to go.
Right. Oh. Have some Jawa juice. Anakin's best put down is, you're shorter than I expected. That's the best he could come. Granted, it's on the spot. But I don't know.
Well, you have to figure that Jedi probably don't... Like, we're all seeing movies and stuff where people are witty. And, like, the Jedi probably don't... Do you think they watch, like, space TV and read space junk novels and stuff? And Or is he just studying script, you know, tomes and ancient prophecies all day? You know, it's like if you met an Amish person, and surely his disses are not going to be as sharp as
Well, I feel
someone
like
raised in the street smarts.
They'd be culturally different, but they could still be, you know, like smart. They could still be kind of cutting to a certain. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I and especially Anakin, who, you know, the be all end all of the Jedi, you know, the most powerful Jedi, the most powerful everything is Yoda, who's a short guy.
Yeah.
So, like, I wouldn't imagine that, you know, being like, oh, you're short would be like a super embarrassing put down mm-hmm. within the Jedi Order.
What else would you have said? Let's just say you meet General Grievous for the first time, and
maybe this is a calculated move. Maybe he's like, all right, well, here, General Grievous.
I'll make him think I'm dumb.
He's concerned about his stature. Like he makes himself taller. He makes himself. He's blustery. So I'll say that he's shorter than I expected. So it'll make him seem. He'll make him think that he's. No. I think that he's less powerful.
No. This is what's happening.
All right.
Okay. He's not thinking. Anakin is a very reactionary person. He reacts to things. This is not a very proactive insult. Mm-hmm. Anakin jumps to being defensive so quickly. Like, you know, Grievous insults him. So he's like wounded and has to like hit back.
So he comes up with the first thing he thinks of.
Right. It's much more about his reaction, which I think is like a foreshadowing of his turn to the dark side. Is like he's always, he's so like, if Grievous said that to Obi-Wan, what would Obi-Wan have said? Nothing. He would have been like, great.
Obi-Wan has better funny lines.
Okay, whatever. So but you know, like,
not in this.
But most Jedi would just be like, okay, this person just did like insulted me. Big deal. Like I'm secure.
Kit Fisto would have just let it slide.
Right.
Like basically,
Kit Fisto would have taken it with a smile.
The way Anakin reacts makes me feel like he's insecure. You know, it just shows all of his. It shows his insecurity, his defensiveness. He's very easily triggered and jumpy, and like has a lot to prove. And he's just always needs to prove. He doesn't have a lot to hold on to. Whereas like an older Jedi is probably more at peace with themselves and what they can do. Who cares if someone insulted them? They're them. Anakin is still like, I'm still proving who I am, and I'm still trying to figure out who I am. Mm-hmm. And we see that in the way he delivers his lines too. It's like, I'm still trying to convince myself of who I am. Like, you know, he's still not grown into himself.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's
a good point.
That's what's happening. And I think that's like a big reason. I think that's a big reason to fall to the dark side, not just for Anakin, but like any of the, say, Lost 20 or just anyone, because you're seduced by something that promises to fill a gap. And the thing is, you have to feel a gap in the first place. Wow, I just got deep about that. Yoda doesn't have, Yoda, Obi-Wan, they don't have as many emotional gaps to fill. Like they're trained from a young age. Mm-hmm. Like, Anakin has so many holes. He's damaged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You're making it sound like he's a sad, tragic figure almost.
Yeah.
No.
Either that, or maybe it's a big joke on Tatooine, that line, that you're shorter than I expected. Maybe that's like the ultimate diss on Tatooine.
I don't know. With Watto as his boss, though. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe he used to say it to Watto all the time.
Well, and Watto flies, so... Yeah. You know, he is kind of tall in that sense.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's also ironic since Anakin ends the movie much shorter than he is.
By the end, he's taller.
That's true.
They put on robot legs, they make him taller.
Yeah. Although, actually, that doesn't make any sense because Anakin is murdered in the Chancellor's office anyway. So it doesn't make sense.
Darth Vader is tall.
Yeah, Darth Vader is now. He's tall. Ring Theory.
Spoiler.
Both movies start off with Anakin sassing to Grievous is kind of like an echo of Leia sassing to Vader in Star Wars. You know, captured and there you go. And his lightsaber will make a fine addition to his collection.
I love the I love the inside of his cape.
I love that lining. Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, his cape is cool.
Yeah.
And it's cool how they animated it too. Like there's two animated, like Grievous, it's an animated cloak and animated Grievous, and they have to like get those to work together. It's impressive.
It is.
You know, until you said that, it had not even occurred to me that someone had to CGI that.
And you can tell like cape. That the cloak is
I forgot
like,
this wasn't real.
You can see like what the cloak might feel like to touch and how heavy it might be and like from the motions.
Yeah,
it would be heavy.
Yeah.
Well, and I do like that. Like it's got that like want to buy a watch kind of effect where like he opens it up and there's just like it's full of lightsabers. Like and I love that. Like he's like, hey, buddy, want to buy a watch? Like,
do you think he has them on both sides?
I would hope so.
I don't remember if we see that later on or not. If he does like the flasher move where he shows I think if he had
them on both sides, he would have opened both sides though. Because he has four freaking arms.
Yeah, that's true. He didn't want to see that the other side is still like empty. Like
the maybe the other side is full. That's the other, like so. This the only the ones with openings are on this side. So that's
and this is your open there. Slot right, right here.
Yeah, he fits a little. What's your name again? And he writes the little name tag on it
again with the Watto.
Yeah.
Just
right. Yeah.
Thought I got rid of him.
Annie, little Annie.
I wanted to buy a watch.
Yeah, so this is an interesting. So obviously he's killed a bunch of Jedi or found a bunch of lightsabers, depending on right. how you.
Or maybe they're those like Force effects replica sabers that he got.
Like, and I feel like Jedi are always dropping their lightsaber down shafts. Well,
he probably after Attack of the Clones, there had to be 50, 100 lightsabers.
I know, he's probably that. Just like a, he's probably a custodial worker that just from, works from at Genesis. The bottom. Yeah.
That's just how he got the,
collected all the ones that, yeah.
And then somebody saw him, they're like, wow, you must have, yeah. you know. What was the Qui-Gon's line? Like, maybe I killed a Jedi and took it from him.
That's it. I should have, anyway, I should have found out whose lightsabers those, there must be.
Whose lightsaber is it anyway?
No, whose lightsabers does he show off?
Right.
I gotta find
oh,
out.
Oh, like based on the handles or whatever?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, somebody, there's stories about each
sure
of those.
Some dumb nerd has come up with that.
that you're gonna rely on for information. Yeah,
exactly. I'm being sarcastic, of course. I love nerds.
Oh, yeah.
They're bread and butter.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, so Obi-Wan looks very weird to me when he says, not this time.
You mean like...
It's the shot. It's...
Yeah. It's like, maybe, is that like a pickup shot from later? Is that like a post-production, like they called him back in and had to... you know, put a wig on him to make him look like.
Oh, do you mean Obi-Wan? Like actually Obi-Wan, his face, not just the way they framed his face?
Well, everything about it just looks a little bit off to me.
Huh, interesting.
And I theorized I remember there were one or two shots in Clones, I think, that I was like, that's not Ewan McGregor. And so now I'm wondering if there's, like, are there shots where it's a stand-in and then they've, you know, digitally they like slap some Ewan McGregor face on him or something like that. Yeah, maybe they do coot him.
Hmm, that's a good question.
I don't know.
I also don't know. But yeah. It something looks off on this. When he's speaking, when he's saying, you know, A, it's a weird, he's like, not this time. And also, you won't escape this time. It sounds like he flubbed his line, but they just went with it. But
so neither of the Jedi are good at coming up with swift comebacks in this scene.
But Obi-Wan is more confident about it, which indicates his character.
Yeah.
So he's like, even though, you know, Anakin seems like Obi-Wan is just kind of, you know, cooler about it. And even though his line doesn't make any more sense, he's more confident in it.
It sells it.
He is.
He sells it.
And like Leia is much more confident about her.
Yeah, totally.
It's a lot too.
Mm-hmm. So maybe it was for the best that Anakin didn't get to raise his children.
Yeah.
Because then he would have passed on his own neuroses.
Well, unless they were raised in a more... Yeah, I mean, probably some would be passed on. But...
Well, we knew Luke was raised to be whiny, but Leia seemed to have turned out okay. She was confident and sassy.
Right.
Then they escape. Right. Obi-Wan levitates. Like, I had to watch this like four times to figure this out. Obi-Wan levitates the lightsaber and cuts off both his handcuffs and Anakin's handcuffs in one like swoop.
Well, no, Anakin has come first. So I watched too because I really like it.
Uh-huh.
What's happening?
Who are you?
He gets like he kind of pulls it towards him, right? Then turns around because his hands are behind him.
Yeah.
Catches it, turns it on, then tilts it up to get the to slice through
his
handcuffs, and then kind of like on the downstroke, I think gets Anakin's or like kind of does a, like a follow through to get Anakin's,
yeah,
and open those up, and none of it looks impossible, other than the fact that this is all ridiculous sci-fi stuff and there's laser swords and, but I like the flow of it, and it looks. Like, there's been some Jedi stuff that I don't like because it's like, well, that just doesn't look like something that would happen. But this I really like.
Hmm.
Maybe it's because I watched it early in the morning. I should maybe watch these clips earlier in the morning and I'll feel better about this movie overall. Maybe this is the trick.
So we'll have to keep an eye out. When he cuts the cuffs, do they just fall off? Or is it the kind of thing where he cuts the middle and they're now both wearing bracelets?
No, I think
they just fall off.
They just kind of, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Become husks.
But that would require a crazy amount of skill.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's a testimony to Obi-Wan's...
It would require Jedi reflexes.
But even more than that, like, Jedi, like, to... Even if Obi-Wan... If I was standing there in handcuffs, and Obi-Wan's like, okay, just stand still, like, I'm gonna slice through these handcuffs, I'd be scared. You guys wouldn't be scared that, like, if he's a centimeter off, it goes into your hand.
Right. Well, A, Anakin's got a robot hand, so he was probably just like...
Oh, that's true. He probably did cut off his...
Yeah.
<I'm> sorry.
Is this your thumb?
Still under warranty.
But I think it seems to me like maybe it's the type of thing that they would practice, at least the first part. Not necessarily... Well, maybe both parts. Not necessarily in the same thing, but like... Okay, here's the thing. You're handcuffed. How do you escape? And they practice, like, okay, get your lightsaber. And they do it with, like, a practice saber, you know, or something first to be like, here's how you get out of handcuffs would be an easy first, like, you know, easy thing to imagine that they're taught at some point. Mm-hmm. And then also freeing other people from handcuffs would be, I would imagine, it's not beyond the realm of possibility that they would.
I have a question about the practice Jedi Academy. Lightsaber.
Yes.
Is the practice lightsaber a regular lightsaber set in, like, practice mode? Or are there special practice lightsabers that you can't hurt anyone with?
Remember, the younglings have special practice lightsabers that don't really slice through things. They just kind of sting or whatever.
Sting.
There'd have to be some sort of feedback, I think.
Notification that you...
Notification.
That you got hurt.
Like a joy buzzer, maybe.
Totally.
That brings up a question. Curious suddenly now, whenever we see cool Jedi moves, how much of those are really in the moment Jedi powers and which ones are like they actually also rehearsed, practiced those?
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, we're going to do a reverse handcuff lightsaber number three move.
Because that would explain, explain why some moves are maybe work better than others, and other ones were like, what the hell? Like, I thought they could use the Force.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, maybe it's all practiced. I mean, it's like, it's a little bit like I made a joke about it, but it's like sports too, where you see, you know, like, oh, wow, he just did this amazing thing. But like, if you go back and like, oh, he practiced that, you know, like that's a play, you know, that's diagrammed
exactly.
out.
It's and a play.
Just practiced
that
like, you know, a million times over the course of the season. And this just happened to work out that way.
Whereas something else that wasn't practiced or that wasn't a play would still probably be more skilled than everyone else, but just not as smooth as
as the pre-rehearsed ones. I mean, in Star Wars, the motion picture, Obi-Wan does say, let go of your conscious self and act on instinct, which does lend credence to the idea that this is like muscle memory stuff where like they've done it 1,000 times and just get out of your own way and do it. So, all right, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Convince me.
Yeah, thanks.
Here's a question.
Yes, time for two more questions.
After this wonderful maneuver by Obi-Wan to free everybody, why is Grievous still holding his cape open? And why then do the Jedi not just pull all the lightsabers out and use all of them or just make it so that he doesn't have them?
Maybe they know the other two are the replica lightsabers.
Oh, yeah. They're...
So they're like, oh, don't bother with those.
Like they get one and they're like, what? The universal remote?
It's a lighter.
Yeah.
Jedi seem to value economy of movement, not having too much, not doing more than they need. I can't see how all four lightsabers that Grievous had would have really added much to what they're doing. They probably would rather focus on the one that mm-hmm. they did well.
Right. Last battle that Anakin had,
yeah,
he had two lightsabers, but that didn't work out that well for him. So maybe he's like, stick with one.
Yeah.
Exactly. And plus, like, if you have one good weapon and you know how to use it really, really well, like, I probably would stick with my
one. It
would
be distracting having another.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, too much is just too much. Yeah. More is less.
Well, then why is Grievous still holding his cape open this whole time? Okay. He's like...
Well, Anakin is using the Force to make him keep his arm.
Oh, there you go.
His arm.
They're double teaming him. He's holding his arm.
I can't close my
arm.
My cape. Oh, my God. Andy, look at these. Does Obi get his lightsaber from Grievous? Or does he get one of the, like...
I'm assuming, not to get too Harry Potter in it.
Coleman.
But
no, what's his
name?
Like Akia.
Yeah.
Coleman
Trebor. Coleman Trebor is lightsaber. Oh, poor Coleman Trebor. I'm assuming that he it's easier basically for him to pull his lightsaber out. Like he has a bond with his, he more the feel of it.
Yeah.
That's completely plausible.
That they're, if the Force exists,
right,
then his bond through the Force with his lightsaber would make more sense.
I don't know if he saw it and he was like, oh, that's Master Sifo-Dyas's saber.
Well, I'd rather have that one.
I wanted to try that one.
But I mean, you make your own lightsaber. It's like you have a bond with it. It's yours.
Right.
And and you are it.
Right. I guess those are all the questions. Oh, well, actually, before this, R2 does a distraction. Maybe that's why he still has his cape open, because he's so mesmerized.
Wait, did he scream again in this?
He does scream again. That is the fourth
scream.
Is it the same scream?
We're getting screamed
fourth
every
scream
minute.
In 20 minutes. So once every 5 minutes far, he is shrieking.
He's like a snooze button.
They got rid of the magnetic. Anakin's like, maybe I should put the magnets in and get rid of the emotion chip. This is not working out so good. I have a question.
Yes.
Strategy wise,
mm-hmm.
why? Since everyone they want to keep Palpatine alive,
sure.
Everyone does.
I do.
Why don't they just hold a gun to Palpatine's head and say, "All right, Jedi, drop your weapons, or I'm just going to kill the Palpatine." No one thought of it, I guess,
because they take pride in their battle.
Right. Or maybe if Palpatine was in the planning, he was like, under no circumstances is a gun to be put to my head. You know, like, no matter what, how tempting it is.
That probably happened.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, don't kill the Chancellor. Whatever you do, like, I know he's important to me. Don't kill the Chancellor. Don't even, don't have guns in the same room as the Chancellor. Just
it's true. Yeah, because there are none.
Use those laser sticks.
Yeah, totally. All right, we've answered that question.
Yeah.
All right.
It's prearranged that Sheev makes the craziest expressions though when he's doing,
oh my gosh, like, when he's being like,
like,
right,
yeah,
there's the camp.
Right.
There's oh no, I'm hurting. Like,
this
let me
is so
just
surprising. I didn't expect any of this to happen.
He's
not
over
even
the
cuffed.
Top.
Right. No.
Could he be bad? Could he be a bad?
He's just like,
could he
his
be
wrists
a bad? Wait, funny story. One of my best friends saw this in theaters. He was older, and he went with another friend who had never seen the original trilogy, just the prequels.
Whoa.
So that other person had seen 1, 2, and now 3, had no idea that Anakin would become Darth Vader.
Hmm.
Wow.
Just no clue.
Wow.
And started just freaking out when Anakin started like killing younglings and completely traumatized, like,
wow.
Oh, like had no idea that it was
that.
Had no idea that it was coming.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so, yeah, I wish
thanks
I could
for, thanks
like,
for telling me that story, Roman.
Temporarily erase my memory to do that, like to experience that.
The person then go on to watch?
I believe so.
They had to.
They were too traumatized by episode 3. They were like,
how did you not have that that is a pure mind.
That's like the ideal circumstance.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that was impactful.
So the person knew who Darth Vader was just from pop culture, but didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Just figured like, oh, maybe this will be because through the trailers, and maybe Darth Vader was in the trailers. I don't remember, but they knew this person knew like this might be the first movie Darth Vader shows up.
Wow, that is awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if they thought that General Grievous became Darth Vader because they're like, look, here's a.
I don't think they thought anyone became Darth Vader.
Guy with a
I could see watching it that you would just assume Darth Vader was like, oh, and now here's another, like, the like, oh, here's another villain that you don't know, really know anything about.
Yeah. Henchman.
Wow. Oh, man, that's a beautiful story.
It really is.
Wow.
Hearing that, it makes me even madder that Lucas did not make it, did not take the care to make it work as a six movie story as well as it could have. But I guess most people are not going to say
that. What do you mean by that?
Well, if you watch it in episode order, a lot of the things in the original trilogy, you know, Obi-Wan explaining, oh, you was betrayed and murdered your father. You know from the start that that's a lie. You know from the start that Darth Vader is his father. As soon as Darth Vader comes on the ship, you know Leia is his... Well, I guess you might not know Leia is his daughter.
No, you don't.
You might not piece it together. You hear her name is Leia in Revenge of the Sith, but... You know, but
then, oh, that's true.
But then her name is Leah, so it's a different person altogether.
That's true.
No, that's okay.
And also, you know, like, so the spoiler, I mean, you know who Yoda is as soon as he shows up. That that kind of reveal is ruined. You know, when I am your father, like, ho hum, we kind of knew that already. It's
right.
You know, Leia's a sister. Like, there's a lot of
the
things.
When you get into the cantina, you're like, oh, that gets Chewbacca.
Yeah.
And you're not.
Yeah. So there's certain things like that that don't, like, pay off as well when you watch them in episode order, which is why some people say release order is the only way to watch them.
Yeah,
except for your friend clearly who
I'm still a release order person.
Yeah,
and we already talked about how none of us like machete order that much.
No, you're on the fence.
Machete order is stronger than episode order, precisely because it keeps those mysteries.
Right. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think the pacing problem that episode 3 might have is how quickly he turns to the dark side toward the end.
Yeah, it's really the last like 45 minutes or so.
It's like
really when it all
pretty
happens.
Sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really should have started turning in Attack of the Clones. After he
killed
the Sand People.
Again. You see a lot of flashes, but
right.
I'm mostly okay with the pacing. I like how it mostly was end heavy, but I don't know. It's very hard. That, I mean, this isn't my minute, so it's like when Mace Windu died. It's in the Mace Windu scene. Mm-hmm. That turn, like right there, is like whoa. That was a little bit fast.
Mm. Oh, totally. Where
But anyway.
Oh my gosh, we have so much good stuff to look forward to.
You do.
I don't remember any of it. It's great.
Oh my god.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I do have a question about this minute, though.
Okay.
Not a question, though. Sorry, a suggestion.
A statement.
A statement. I recommend go back and watch this scene and just focus on our friend Lushros Dauphine. Because he's just, and picture him, actually, it helps if you know his voice. Just picture him as like the stoned, you know, like nepotism, you know, because he's just like sitting in that chair like, what's going on? Like everything's like people are going crazy, like having battles around him, and he's just like, whoa.
Oh, totally.
Yep.
He's awesome.
See, they treat them like collateral damage.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, it's probably just an actor sitting there watching a bunch of tennis balls on sticks move around. So he really didn't know what was going on.
And he didn't even know. They're like, cut. And he was like, we were filming? I didn't know what I was supposed to be looking at.
You got to keep an eye out for what happens to him. I don't remember what his fate is.
I don't know. I don't know that he has one.
He's just on the ship the whole time.
It's like, yeah. Like later they crash it and then it just cuts back to him in the chair. Like,
whoa.
So are you just watching this minute by minute?
For the most part. Sometimes, you know, like now I've skipped a little bit ahead because I'm doing, you know, as I study it. But yeah, I saw it in the theater once and then that's it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So far I'm liking it, I think. That's the, right? That's the balance of it seems to be I'm liking it.
Crazily positive.
You do seem positive.
So here's another thing. Backstroke with the West. I brought it back here. There's a good one because
we need a little Backstroke of the West theme every time.
Yeah. When General Grievous refers to Anakin as Jedi scum, and he's kind of, you know, very guttural. He's like, Jedi scum. Of course, in the Backstroke of the West, he says, smelly boy.
So, well, that at least works.
That works too, yeah.
That's funny.
What does Anakin smell like?
Mm.
Do you think the Jedi...
Jabor snippet.
The what?
Jabor snippet.
Do you think Jedi are the type to like have like perfumes and stuff, or are they just like all natural kind of Tom's of Maine kind of soaps and things?
I want to say all natural because perfumes would be too ostentatious. Mm-hmm. Not to say that that's too showy for them, but...
Well, that could also indicate the decadence and how far they've strayed.
But I would think that like if they're trying to hide and trying to... Like, that would just tick other people off. People would smell them.
Yeah, like...
Like, oh, I smell the Dior. That's definitely Obi-Wan.
Oh, yeah. That's his signature scent.
Yeah, but maybe I think like, in the Star Wars universe, other people use perfume for sure. Yeah.
Right.
Well, who smells the best in the Star Wars universe?
Well, not Tarkin, because he's foul stench.
Amidala when she's in her casket.
Yeah, powdered up. Oh, in the casket.
Dead Amidala.
Well, because she has flowers everywhere.
Yeah, it smells like potpourri or something, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought the flowers there were to cover up the fact that that's when she doesn't smell her best.
Hey, right. I mean.
I would think when she was all powdered up and wigged and you know, Chansa, we have to do that.
She's a woman in action. She's probably moving around a lot.
Yeah. Mm. Lando probably smells
Lando
great.
Lando smells great.
The whole Cloud City probably smells great.
Yeah. Well, it's the Tabana gas is Beldon farts, so.
Beautiful.
Mm. Hey, we don't know what Beldon farts
smell like.
That's
true. And we don't know what people like up there.
I have some information about the other robots. Should I save it for tomorrow or should I do it now?
The other robots.
The robots who are fighting with those sticks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're so cool.
Should I do them now? Or should I save
it? It's up to you.
All right, I have a couple of factoids.
Do a little bit. I'm trying to remember what they're called because they're in the Star Wars ABCs book.
Oh, really? They're the IG-100 Magna Guards.
Magna Guard. That might be. Is it M for Magna Guard? That might be it.
Could be. Mm. They don't go I for IG?
Because no, IG-88 is I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so IG-100. So this is 12 before IG-88.
Huh.
12 before. 12 after.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
IG-88 12 past IG-88.
Yeah, you're right. What time is it? That's about 12 past IG-88.
Right.
So does that mean that IG-88 is already around at this time and kicking around, or is it just a number?
Yeah, I think he was an older model that then was turned into an assassin droid and was, yeah.
So is he active at this point as IG-88?
I don't know. Can't tell you.
Hmm. You can tell me. Hmm.
It's. I think it's been erased, too. It's Legends. So.
Oh.
I don't know if there's a new IG-88 canon.
Save it for the Han Solo movie. Yeah. They have masculine programming, which I don't understand
what
why
droids... What does that mean? Oh, because like they're
For some
they're
reason,
boys.
They have to give droids boy, you know, like R2 is a boy, and BB-8 used to be a boy, used to be a girl, and then they changed it to a boy.
What?
Originally, BB-8 was going to be characterized as a she, but then they got Bill Hader and...
Oh, yeah.
Someone else to do the voice. They're like, well, obviously now we have to make it a boy droid.
Right. Obviously.
It's specifically designed to fight Jedi, these Magna Guards.
That's lovely.
So far, I'm not liking all these facts. I mean, I'm liking that you're providing them. I'm disagreeing with all of them.
You don't think it would make sense that the Separatists would have an anti-Jedi squad?
I, well,
you know, Yeah. And originally, these robots, this was the design of General Grievous himself.
I noted similarities with General Grievous immediately.
Let's go in a
different direction.
When I saw them, I was definitely like, this is Grievous-y.
These are Grievous 1.0s.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You like them, though.
I think the design is cool.
I do like them. I like those them sticks. They're kind of weird.
I also like
different
the
kind of unique weapon.
The Lego versions of them from the Lego Star Wars video game
were
cool because they have sticks that have little Lego, kind of clear Lego pieces at the ends.
Right,
and
little jewel type things.
Yeah.
So what don't you like about them? Oh, you will see them.
I don't like your facts.
Oh,
yeah. I like them.
Oh, okay. You don't like that they have masculine programming and were designed to fight Jedis and that were the prototypes for General Grievous.
I like that they're prototypes for General Grievous.
He only looks how they look, not who they are inside.
Like, right. That's all he cares about.
This stuff seems like unnecessary extra information. That's like, meh. It's like, I don't know.
Right. All right. Well, that's all I have about them for this particular episode.
So I do like them.
Maybe they'll come up later on. But they're a rare droid like Grievous who wears clothes in addition. Yeah.
Maybe that's why I'm like, cool.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I totally want to see like C-3PO wearing pants now. Like golf pants.
Oh, no. I thought he would be in like big boxer shorts with like hearts on them or something. Yeah. Do belts count? Because the IG-88 wears a belt around his like a bandolier. So does that count as clothes?
No, that's ammunition. That's purely, so
purely utilitarian.
Chewie and IG-88 are both naked.
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes.
Yeah. Right. That's accessory, not clothes.
Right. Okay.
Fair enough. I'll agree with that.
All right. I mean, that's pretty much all I had, I think, for, where were we?
20.
I don't know. Chrysantha, do you have any last, this is your last day for the week, for the season.
Your last shot at a George Lucas Star Wars.
Prequels in general. Just love this movie so much. We got to my...
You and Pete both.
I'm really enjoying it right now.
Yes, it was just I cried so many times in the theater, and I don't even cry during movies. Mm-hmm. So it was a great one for me. My dad drove us to the theater and doesn't know anything about Star Wars and just was, I don't have any memory of him except just like taking his nap during the whole movie.
And then he woke up and he saw Anakin becoming Darth Vader and was like, what?
No, I just don't think he, I feel like he just woke up when crowds started leaving and he's like, he was just our ride, so.
Hmm. Yeah.
So he did go in.
Poor dad. Yeah,
Not like, because I could easily see, save the money, I'm going to sleep in the car.
I'm surprised he didn't want to save the money, but he also likes being part of big current events and, a Star Wars movie coming out. He felt was probably worthy of,
Right.
He took us to see The Hobbit, and he's never seen a Lord of the Rings movie before.
He sleeps
and slept through the whole thing, and then went, was this movie about a dragon afterward? So, he just likes to see whatever the latest and greatest is.
He slept through the moon landing and U.S. versus Russia hockey game.
Right. Well, he wasn't in the U.S., so yes.
Oh, okay.
Right,
all the big moments. That's all I have for minute 20.
Yes, I'm good.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining us this year, this season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we'll be watching your career with great interest.
Yes. I'll be tweeting your career.
Right. So if you, you at home.
Me?
No, you're here with me.
Oh.
You at home, you listener. If you can't wait until Monday for a brand new episode of Star Wars Minute, why not go to StarWarsMinute.com/Patreon? That's PATREON. And there we do Weekend Edition every weekend, where we talk about all kinds of stuff, current events in Star Wars, random quizzes, whatever we find, whatever we like.
This time, I imagine we have to be talking about The Last Jedi, right?
Potentially.
Right. Anyway.
I don't know. Yeah, kinds of whatever Star Wars stuff comes up, we talk about it there. So go check us out over there. Or if not, then we'll see you back here on Monday for a brand new episode of Star Wars.
Star Wars, man.
You know
how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.